policy has not been updated since 1999. Recently, the City of Winnipeg hired MNP to consult with the public on an updated housing policy. The Social Planning Council of Winnipeg is one of the organizations that participated in part of the consultation. Christina Mazzino is a policy analyst with the Social Planning Council. She has a degree in city planning and is the co-author of the Winnipeg Street Health Report 2011. And she joins me on the studio. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you for having me.
I only found out about the housing policy review and the consultation on your website, on the Social Planning Council's website. How did people find out about what was going on?
Well, at the Social Planning Council, we follow policy a lot. We kind of keep an eye on what's happening. We have a committee called City Watch, where we follow city issues. And I'm involved in a number of different housing organizations, in particular, Right to Housing Coalition. So they're on top of these things. They talk to counselors and are always putting forward policy recommendations. So the Winnipeg Housing Steering Committee announced it not the last meeting they had, but the one before that. So as soon as we heard about it, we knew it was an opportunity for the city to actually do something about the housing challenges that so many people are facing. So that's when we started tracking it and following it and getting involved.
And from what I can see, unfortunately, the one public opportunity to participate has already happened. That's over. And you did go to that, but it wasn't very well attended, was it?
That's right. I was the only attendee, unless someone came later than 8:30 that evening. So it wasn't, I don't believe it was actually published anywhere. It was on the Speak Up Winnipeg website, but you had to be following the Twitter of Speak Up Winnipeg in order to find it.
And there's also been stakeholder consultations, and I haven't had any luck in getting information from the city in terms of who was invited to these. Is this something that you know about, that who was invited?
I believe, after speaking to the consultants, they said that they've had consultations with the stakeholders that the city has identified. So the community stakeholder section, which included the development corporations, which are the neighborhood development corporations like West Broadway and Central Neighborhood Development Corporation. And then they also invited a few housing stakeholders. They also had one with developers, I believe with renters, and with the city staff and bureaucrats. And I believe that they were supposed to be consulting with the other levels of government as well.
Just to talk about the actual policy, I mentioned the introduction that the existing policy does focus a lot on revitalization, on declining neighborhoods and how to improve neighborhoods. But a lot has changed since 1999, 2000, especially for people looking for lower cost housing in the city. There's a higher or lower vacancy rates. Rents have gone up a lot. Property values have gone up a lot as well. What would you like to see in an updated housing policy?
Well, we put together a few recommendations for the consultants and for the Housing Steering Committee. We do recognize that revitalization is an ongoing process, so there's still neighborhoods in Winnipeg that need that support to do more revitalization, in particular with the housing stock in those neighborhoods. So right now the old housing policy is set up five what they call housing improvement zones, which are areas where demographics and statistics said that those neighborhoods are having some significant challenges in their housing stock. So that still needs to happen. The revitalization work isn't finished. There's still housing in very poor condition in the city that needs some support. But we also need more affordable housing being developed. And the way to do that is on a citywide scale, paying attention to neighborhood dynamics and making sure that the housing fits into the neighborhood. But we need affordable housing everywhere. We don't just need affordable housing in select neighborhoods. And then the third piece is around homelessness. The city has a great opportunity right now. It's becoming the administrative body for this funding from the federal government. So they now have a role in homelessness, a role that they have to take on because of their job administering the funding. So they could use that role to really do something proactive. Some cities have created different times, and homelessness. Some cities have collaborated with other groups to leverage the funding that they get. So the city has a chance to do something substantial on homelessness right now as well.
In terms of creating affordable housing in the city, housing is generally seen as a provincial jurisdiction, but what powers does a city have to sort of guide what type of housing we have in different neighborhoods?
Well, the city actually has a lot of power in terms of affordable housing, and it's not in terms of funding it. The provincial government, well, the federal government, we believe, should have a role in developing social housing. It's not good at that, so the provincial government has taken that on. But the city has a number of tools at its disposal that they can use to make developing affordable housing easier, faster, and more likely to happen. Some cities have taken the proactive role of actually developing agencies or organizations that are responsible for bringing developers, funders, planners, architects, those sort of people to the table, and actively seeking to develop affordable housing. Other cities have policies that developers have to fund affordable housing through their not-so-affordable developments. There's a lot of different tools that the city can use.
Are there any cities that you see as good examples for Winnipeg, both in terms of affordable housing and addressing homelessness?
Well, there are a lot of cities with good policies that have worked to a certain extent. Vancouver right now they're facing substantial challenges in terms of affordable housing. Their median price of a home in Vancouver is, I think, $800,000 or something now. So because of those challenges, they have really good policies around developing more affordable rental housing that Winnipeg can emulate. There's other cities that have programs to conserve rental apartments, they're providing condo conversion. There's a lot of things that could be done by taking the pieces that work from some cities and not taking the pieces that don't work from those cities and putting it together for everyone wants a maybe in Winnipeg model, right? Winnipeg's a distinct jurisdiction, and so we can use the strengths of other policies and put together a really good policy for the city.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in and talking to us about this today.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Christina Maisnino of the Social Planning Council of Winnipeg. The report, Place to Call Home, Homelessness in Winnipeg in 2011, is available.